Last week on KISU, we heard about the Family's First Coronavirus Response Act implemented by the United States on March 18th, which eliminated restrictions to Medicaid eligibility for thousands of Idahoans, allowing for immediate enrollment and coverage. However, the timing of the COVID-19 pandemic and enrollment options are not ideal for thousands more in the state who don't qualify for Medicaid coverage but meet requirements to purchase insurance through the Idaho Statewide Health Insurance Exchange. The next enrollment period for Idahoans isn't until November 1st. This opportunity may come too late if they or a member of their family contract COVID-19 in the next 6 months. Spokesman Jeremy Gugino with Reclaim Idaho, the nonpartisan volunteer group responsible for getting Medicaid expansion on the ballot in 2018, says the group is working to circulate a petition asking Governor Brad Little to lift the enrollment period restrictions.
Idaho right now is the last state-based exchange that has not opened it up to everyone in this crisis. There are exceptions to the open enrollment period, which has since closed, that would allow certain people to get on the exchange and buy health care insurance, but it's not universal.
Gugino says some Idahoans may still qualify for special enrollment if they've had a qualifying life event. More information is at the State Insurance Exchange at yourhealthidaho.org. Details about the petition and other Reclaim Idaho efforts are at reclaimidaho.org. And finally, this and other stories about how COVID-19 is impacting Idahoans and our communities are available at kisu.org. Reporting for KISU, I'm Jamin Anderson.